Well, today, the Center for Democracy and Technology, or the CDT, published a public letter expressing their position against the proposed social media password requirement by the Department of Homeland Security. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, also sent a letter to the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security asking about the problem and demanding accountability. Now, right now, you officially do not have to turn over your passwords, and it's illegal for people to ask for them. You can perform all kinds of elaborate tricks. I read about this in the Atlantic. You can disconnect two-factor so that you can't hand over your device. You can wipe your device when you're going through security. But that's going to make you look really suspicious, I think. So to do it just to prove, you know, our privacy rights, I support anyone who does that. And I really want to do that. But I personally wouldn't do that because you're going to be delayed or worse. According to Politico, some DHS representatives have been asking for passwords since December of last year, which was, I will remind you, during the Obama administration. There's no saying that this has increased since Trump took office. They don't know that, but it has become part of our national conversation more. Because if the United States says, yeah, I think it's a good idea to ask for people's passwords as they come in the country for all their social media accounts, then a lot of other countries will also do that. We are often an example to other countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the risk on something like this is that, I mean, normally we're in this weird state with like security and online accounts and digital information right now because we have the real world idea of what privacy is, you know, and then we've got this digital world that's still being figured out whether it is okay to ask for someone's, you know, whether it is air quotes legal to ask for someone's ID and password in order to scrub through digital account because it's not physical and tangible. Mm-hmm. And so for some reason that separates it. But what this also does without a warrant potentially is it doesn't necessarily only give them access to that person's history. Social media is built upon the foundation, upon the fact that, I mean, we use it because it connects us with other people. And so it also gives them access to a lot of other people and access that they wouldn't normally have if they didn't have access through somebody's account that, you know, that person accepted their friendship request or whatever the case may be. It's a very personal interaction between those two people. So it goes even beyond just like infringing, let's say, on the rights of the persons who had their phone taken away from them.
Mm-hmm. Well, customs is different. Like, it's different than just walking up to the street, you know, and walking up to someone on the street and saying, like, hand me your password. And like, there are slightly different rules and regulations in customs. But this is, I just feel like this is very scary that this is even being considered, because that is the first rule of security. Do not give anyone your password.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we teach our children that. Like, do not do that. And so to say, like, I don't know. I mean, I get it. Like, you take your shoes off or whatever. That's not the first rule of never take your shoes off. Isn't the first rule. Like, I'll give up my shoes. I won't give up my password.
Mm-hmm. And what about, yeah, that should be a shirt. I'll give up my shoes. I won't give up my password. What about people who actually have no social media accounts? Will, if they don't, and there are people that exist on this world that have a phone and don't have Facebook, let's say, but is them saying that they don't have that, is that automatically seen as, like you said, some sort of indication that something's going on and, oh, well, we're going to hold you, you know, we're going to scrutinize you even further because who doesn't have a Facebook account? Mm-hmm.
My husband, he looks suspicious anyway, though. They should check him. But I think, yeah, I don't, I get that. But I think that's not as, you don't look as suspicious as someone who said, you know, oh, I turned off two-factor on my phone so you couldn't get access to it. I can't get access to it. You know, that's what, like, that's what Apple says. That's what WhatsApp says. Like, they're giant corporations saying, like, we actually can't look at that stuff. We can't turn it over. So, you know, and they're suspicious, but they're not, they're very different than an average person saying that. So, yeah, you're exactly right. Someone might say, like, you know, I don't have social media, and then that might make you look suspicious. I don't want to live in that world.
Yeah, fair enough.